There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's move on very quickly. Talk to Danny Norton. He's down at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week.
Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week 2018.
Hosted by Masdar, driving the global energy transformation.
Only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Danny Norton on the line. So what's been going on today? Awards being given out, Danny, I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, Tim. Yeah, three researchers, they've won a grant for $5 million. That's what, around about 18 million dirhams. And it's all for their work in rain enhancement. It was an award that were announced this morning as part of the International Water Summit that's taking place here at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. Dr. Ali Abshayev, Professor Eric Fu, and Dr. Lulin Zhu, they were awarded the prize by the UAE Research Programme for Rain Enhancement Science. They were selected from more than 200 entries, and they'll now start collaborating and sharing their research with world-class institutions from around the world. Now, Professor Abshayev, he is from the Rain Suppression Research Centre in Russia, and he's looking at the creation of artificial updrafts in clouds. Professor Few, he's from the University of Colorado, and he's researching the use of drones to see clouds. Drones getting used for absolutely everything these days, eh? And Dr. Zhu, he is from the Science and Technology Center in Beijing, and he's working to improve the scientific understanding of the rain enhancement process. But certainly, that's been a major part of today. Anyway, there's been plenty of talks taking place to do with water, and especially to do with rain enhancement as well. That's set to continue into tomorrow as well, Tim.
So, Rain, you've also been rubbing shoulders with robots, as we heard earlier, Danny. But in addition to that, future of smart city transit.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting talk that took place earlier on today. It was after this report, this Masdar report on technologies for future smart city transit. And it was led by Dr. Ali Izzadi. He is the head of intelligent mobility at BNEF. And I caught up with him afterwards as well and spoke to him for a while about it, getting the idea, you know, about why they're looking at it and, you know, the kind of things that you know, smart city transit will be used for. And he says it's to try and tackle issues that we have in all kinds of cities, including Abu Dhabi, including Dubai, things like accidents, congestion, noise pollution, using smart city transit. I asked him what that was because I've got to be honest, I did not know to start with. But he said it's things like the electric drivetrains, autonomous vehicles, artificial intelligence, also sensors like, you know, like Internet of Things, you know, kind of traffic management kind of things. That was a really fascinating chat as well. And it seems like it's getting closer and closer. There's certain different technologies which are obviously a long way away, such as, for example, fully autonomous vehicles. We've obviously got vehicles now which do have certain amounts of automation, and you talk through the different kind of levels that are there. It's going to be a long time, quite a few years yet until we get to level 5, which is kind of fully automated, no steering wheel, nothing. But we are getting closer and closer when it comes to other things like self-driving cars.
All right, Danny Norton's down at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. Thanks for today, Danny. We'll be chatting to you once again tomorrow.
Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week 2018.
Hosted by Masdar, driving the global energy transformation.
Only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.